What's up, School of Sales Podcast? Hey, we announced the speakers for the Sales Girl Summit happening June 12th through the 14th in Alpharetta, Georgia. I want to make sure you get your tickets and do not miss this because, these speakers are going to bring it down, baby. So let me tell you a little bit about them really quick. We have Miss Megan Hansen. Megan Hansen is the founder of the Metabolism Makeover. Now, why does this matter? Well, first of all, who wakes up thinking that they want to make over their metabolism? Most people aren't thinking that. But Megan has made the metabolism makeover something that people desire to do and has made the metabolism something that people want to work on. A lot of us are selling the things that aren't really sexy, so to speak. We're selling, you got to do the things that people don't necessarily want to do, like wake up early, look at your finances, read, study, get rejected, get told no. Like Megan has mastered the ability to make the unsexy thing become sexy, become cool and desirable. And what's even more amazing about Megan is she teaches metabolism typically. So we don't typically hear a lot of her business brain, but she is one of the most impressive business brains I've ever heard. We have Miss Charla Barrett. She is the charisma queen and she's going to talk all about charisma. Now she's personally coached myself and Kat in charisma. Now I want to tell you why charisma is so important and what I've learned from Charla. Charisma is the perfect mixture of warmth and competence. If you're too warm, you can come across really not competent. You can come across maybe even a little bit ditzy. I hate to say that word, but just a little like too soft, right? Overly competent, you come off too cold and hard to connect with. So having that perfect combination of warmth and competence, that's what makes you irresistible. Think about the word irresistible. It's too powerful to resist. Imagine walking in a room and someone experiencing you and thinking, I simply can't get enough of her, honestly, and I would pay to be in her presence. That's the power of charisma, and Charla's going to teach us all about that. We have Miss Ashley Brock, who is the marketing queen. She is going to teach us how to really fill a room with the marketing skills combined with sales skills. So if you can fill a room, whether it's a virtual room or if it's an in-person room or a workshop, it is inevitable for you to be successful. Because sometimes it's just a numbers game to be able to get your message in front of more people, to get that exposure. And Ashley has been proven to be able to do that over and over and over again. She filled an in-person conference with like 150 people in the room in like 40 days, which is insane. And then I think she had over 200 people online for that conference. So she was able to fill a room with over 500 people in a very short amount of time. And she's going to teach you all about what that looks like. We have Miss Katie Barbary. Katie is really amazing because she is a service entrepreneur. She teaches Pilates. And this girl has scaled her Pilates studio from one single reformer in a closet to who knows how many reformers and like 8 Pilates teachers. But here's what's even more amazing. The freedom that Katie has is not only having people come and teach at her studio, but she has developed these teachers to do an even better job than her. If you have a team and you have people coaching for you or working under you, you can possibly worry that they don't represent you the way you desire them to represent you, right? Well, Katie has mastered this art of leading people and developing people into a representation of her that she's proud of. And that's where the freedom really comes. Lastly, we have Mr. Myron Golden. I don't have many words for him because it's Myron Golden. Just look him up on YouTube and you'll know what I mean. He is our coach. He is our mentor. When I found Myron, he changed my life just by hearing him talk about business on principles based in the Bible. But what really made me quantum leap was experiencing him in person because I ended up getting like a taste of his essence and I got to absorb his essence. And that essence comes from his experience. It comes from his root system, from his wisdom, from him going from the trash man to the cash man. Like that experience alone is what has made me quantum leap, truthfully. And I can't believe that he's going to be on our stage, what? At Sales Girl Summit. And I'm just honored to share him with you in this capacity. Now, what I just shared with you is just a tiny tip of the iceberg of what's going to go down at the Sales Girl Summit. So take a look at the link in the show notes. Got a little bit more detail on the content. I don't really want to give it all away. I want there to be some surprises. So there's a little more detail. And there's also a PDF. If you want your employer to try to pay for this conference, there's a PDF on that page that you're going to be able to download and send to them to hopefully get them to pay for your trip to Sales Girl Summit, baby. I can't wait to see you June 12th through the 14th in Alpharetta, Georgia. Click the link in the show notes to get your ticket, and I'll see you at the top, baby. Let's go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the School of Sales podcast. Oh my goodness. I was able to sneak over to my co-working space just like 30 minutes earlier than I typically do. And if you're a mom, you know the power of 30 minutes. Man, the power of 10 minutes. What can get done in 10 minutes is just like insanity. And this is kind of a side tangent, but I don't know who needs to hear this. I wish someone told me when I first started my entrepreneurship journey that you not only can be a mom and an entrepreneur, but those two things go together so insanely well. The way you have to use your time and use your brain and use your creativity in completely different ways because of the constraint that kids kind of set for you. It's just a beautiful thing. So I take advantage of every second that I can, including this extra 30 minutes of sitting at my desk, which is why I'm going to record this podcast episode for you. And it's something I've been kind of tossing around in my mind because her name is Courtney. I always call her Court, and I like introduce her to people as Court, and I can hear them questioning what her name is. They're like, Court? I'm like, no, it's Courtney. But I don't ever call anyone by like their full name. Okay, that's an exaggeration. On the team, I just have to call them by a nickname. So it's Court. She's our creative director. And she sent me this tweet and it says, you need to make 500K cash in less than 6 months. One rule, nothing illegal or scammy. How would you do it? And she was like, I'd love to see you answer this. I'm like, oh, bet. Let's do it. So she sent me this on Monday. Today is Wednesday. And so I've been just kind of shower thoughts, falling asleep thoughts about this. And I have a lot of questions. I'm like, okay, is it based on the experience and the knowledge that I have? Do I have any money at all? Do I have any track record? Do I have any relationships? Like what are the cards that I have? Which obviously I don't have all the clarity. But I'm going to assume some stipulations around this. I'm going to assume I don't have any money because why else would I need to make 500K in 6 months if I had money? Okay. But I am going to assume that I have skills and experience, and maybe a couple relationships, but not many. And the reason I say that is because, you know, it's so interesting. I clicked on the tweet because it was a thread. So everyone was, I'll post it in the show notes so you guys can go and look at it. But all of their comments were honestly pretty funny, but they sounded like the people that were responding made it sound like it was so hard. They're like, oh, I'd like, one of them said, I would find somebody that's trying to sell their company for $50 million. And then I would offer my branding services so that it would sell for $60 million, and then I'd make a certain percentage, and then that would give me $600,000. And I'm like, that is hard. Like, and the reason I say that, it's finding somebody that actually is selling their company for $50 million, but also the actual process in which you have to go through to sell your company takes way more than 6 months. How do I know? I just do. So, I mean, I guess if they were in the middle of the process, but if they're in the middle of the process, it's too hard to like change their branding. To change branding is a situation. You can also ask me how I know that, because I've done that and it is super difficult. And usually when someone goes to buy a company, they take into account the branding. And so if they're already in process of selling it, then they wouldn't be able to. So anyway, all the stuff that people were suggesting was funny. Number one, people were like talking about inappropriate websites. And then also just seemed so hard. And it was just so interesting because when I see 500,000 for 6 months, in 6 months, my thoughts are, that's so easy. That's so easy. There are people in my world that do $1 million days. There's someone that's a friend of mine that's done a $9 million day. And based on everything that I've learned over the last 6 months, honestly, I see that it is so much easier to make a lot of money in a short amount of time than it is to make a small amount of money or just a regular amount of money in a short amount of time. So, you know, if you hear $1 million day and it seems crazy, I know when I first heard the $9 million day, I was like, that's impossible. There's no ever living way that that's possible. But now I see just being exposed to these people who do this, I'm like, oh, actually it makes total sense. And the reason why it makes total sense is because while you see the $1 million day, what you don't always see right away are the roots underneath that allow them to do that. So if you were to think about a big, huge oak tree, I mean, think about a big, gorgeous, huge tree. I think about the trees that people will travel across the world just to see because they are so humongous and gorgeous. Like, think about that as being the $9 million day or the $1 million day. And people see that tree and they're like, I want to be that tree. How do I become that tree? Well, you know, there's trees grow in two directions. There's phototropic growth and then there's gravitropic growth. Phototropic growth is where the tree grows up. It grows towards light. It's the big branches. It's the shade tree. It's where you can hang a tire swing on and have fun with. You can have a picnic. There's fruit that comes off this tree. You can eat from it. It's just a beautiful thing that people come to see. Like, that is the point, is coming to see the tree. And that is the $1 million day. That's the 500,000 in 6 months. This is people that show up to your sales events. These are people that come to your webinar. This is your Instagram following. This is the engagement. These are the people that buy your book. These are the people that show up to your live events, and your events are packed and you're like, wow, I would love to have that. The other type of growth is the gravitropic growth. And this is the type of growth that grows down in the dirt towards gravity. The root word of gravitropic is grave. Grave is down in gravity. Okay. So it's the stuff that people don't see, right? It's the stuff that happens in the dark where it's cold and wet and no one sees it and you're by yourself and things aren't going the way you think that they should be going. It's learning, it's reading, it's practicing, it's failing, it's getting on calls and setting up webinars and setting up sales events and nobody comes. It's the first event that you ever have and four people come, but your mom is one of them. And so is the person that owns the place that you went to. I'm being specific because that was my story. Like, my very first event that I spoke at, I marketed that event with everything in me. Like, when I say I gave it my all to try to get people to come to this event, and I gave it my all with my speech. I spent weeks creating the speech, practicing the speech, and it was at a beauty salon. And when I showed up, I was expecting like at least 15 people, like minimum. And there was four. It was my friend, my mom, someone that worked at the salon. The owner of the salon didn't even come. She couldn't make it. And then one person from Instagram came. And I acted like 20,000 people were there and just gave it my absolute all. But I was also like kind of humiliated, to be honest. And that is the gravitropic growth that happens, is when you execute those types of situations, you go through to completion, you refine and like use that as leverage to keep going. You know, a lot of people, they experience something like that where it didn't go quite as planned and they think they need to do something else or try something else. When in reality, like, that's what you actually need to build upon. You learned so much through that process of trying to get people there and creating your speech and practicing it. That by far was the hardest part. The next one actually gets easier and easier and easier. So to divert and do something else, you're just starting with a brand new seed versus letting that root grow down. And there's something called the law of advancement that says everything must go down before it comes up. So a tree can't grow up unless there's roots that grow down. A child doesn't learn to walk until the child falls while trying to walk. With businesses, most of the time you can't make money until you spend money or borrow money. And, you know, our coach Myron, he'll do $8 million in sales by speaking for an hour on stage. Like no problem. Okay. And it's not because of what he said on stage. It's not because of, you know, I mean, he's incredible and his messages will change you. Actually, a lot of it is because of what he says on stage, but it's the roots that helps him develop what to say on stage and develop his essence on stage that make people feel like taking action, that his messages move the masses. And if you think about his roots, I mean, he would, you know, speak at churches and travel for decades. And he traveled to do seminars for decades. And he, studied since he was, you know, 15 years old, the Bible, and studied material and studied people. So now, of course, he's 62 years old. And it's like, oh, look at Myron. He's this huge tree that everyone wants to come and sit under. And he can easily do $500,000 in 6 months. In fact, he does it probably almost every single day is doing 500. That's like nothing for him because of the roots that were built. So the reason that is my long way of saying, you know, I am assuming that you have had to have had some roots. You have to have had some roots, some sort of experience, some sort of trial and error, some sort of failure, some sort of experience to even know like how to present yourself. So I've been thinking a lot about this, and my answer honestly is different from what it probably would have been 6 months ago. The first thing that I would do is I would borrow money. I would borrow money. I would find money to borrow. I would ask my family. I would ask investors. I would ask, I would try to get some loans potentially. And I would borrow money to spend it on masterminds. I know. It sounds wild. I mean, literally 6 months ago, I would have never said this. 3 months ago, I would have never said this. Never in a million years would I have said this, but I would spend money and get in masterminds, and I would try to get in the best mastermind that I could. Some masterminds require certain results. So you have to make certain X amount of money to be able to be in it. So I would just find ones that I had that didn't really require any results, or I would try to sell my way into getting into a mastermind, even though the results weren't what they needed to be. And I would do everything I could to find people that had an audience and even already had an offer that they could weave me into and weave my skill set to be able to serve their people at a higher level. Or I would see how to create a product together in a joint venture kind of way to bring our brains together, bring our skill sets together so that we could offer it and then ultimately split the profits. And I would do that like every month, maybe twice a month for 6 months. And that would easily get to 500,000. Now I want to give you some examples of how I think that this could play out. Just to hopefully open your mind and to impress upon you how there are so many opportunities. So, you know, I noticed that there's a ton of certification programs, whether it's a coach certification program, whether it is a like event consultant certification program, a yoga certification program, like there's so many types of certification offers and they are amazing. And once their people get certified, in order to use that certification to start a business, they need to know how to sell their offer and sell the certification, not sell the certification, but sell whatever they're certified to do. And I noticed that a lot of people, like when they come into a coach certification, they're so excited to coach, they're not excited to sell, or they don't even consider that they need to sell. So that is a perfect offer for someone to either like license my skill set, license my coaching, or pay me to train their people and to have my material in their certification potentially. Also someone who like maybe they teach people how to get sales calls, how to do webinars or masterclasses to get people to book a call. That is a perfect, perfect offer for us to partner with. Someone that teaches people like how to create content or how to edit video or how to do YouTube videos, like creating sales messages within that content. Another beautiful thing to align myself with. There's someone that I actually met in a mastermind that we're possibly going to work with. So hang tight on that. Make sure you're watching our Instagram and our series of Selling Summit for that. But he specializes in how to dress people for their sales events. And I'm like, what? So in this scenario, we would be a perfect partnership because we have an audience that sells and wants to present themselves in a certain way to help their offer sell even more. So that's a perfect situation as well. Like there's just so many people that help people in so many ways that like my offer is very adjacent to and could align with really, really beautifully. So we could either create an offer together and split the money. I would ask if I could like speak to their audience and maybe even give them some sort of commission if they buy my offer coaching within their program, maybe for even license it. What's cool about this this scenario in like a joint venture way, if I was starting from scratch and I was a solopreneur, I was by myself, when you do a joint venture, you can kind of use their team to help set all of this up. And that might change the commission split. Like if you use their team more than you have a team, you might change that up, but that is totally, totally fine. And you can just move really, really quickly when you already have someone that really has an audience, has an offer, and has a team. What's cool about this is, you know, when you kind of position yourself as a way to step in and weave into other people's worlds and offers, you get to add value to their customers, their clients, and their audience, and they don't even have to deliver. They don't have to create anything. They just associate you with someone that is willing to bring in other experts to help them reach their full potential. It's such a win-win-win all the way around. And you can really set up the deals so that they are a win-win-win all the way around. But it is such a quick, expedited way to also build your brand. I talked about in a podcast episode about how you can like really transfer brands and expedite brand building when you partner with people. And the power of getting in a room with a certain type of people that have brands that represent you with the same values, like that's another thing about getting in the room with a group of people that also align in values, because that's really important with your brand building, is such a beautiful thing. Now, 6 months ago, why would I have not thought about this 6 months ago? Well, I mean, there's probably a few things underneath there, but I think subconsciously, like, y'all, I have always been such a hard worker. I've always been rewarded for hard work. I've always been not initially the best at everything, but after hard work, I end up becoming the best. I'm thinking about sports specifically. I cannot tell you how many times I would practice by myself, whatever sport I was doing, like in my backyard for hours and hours to be the best. Like all of my awards and winnings came from the effect of working so incredibly hard. And I think kind of subconsciously, there's something in me that feels like everything has to be hard in order for it to be earned appropriately. And I'm just learning so much right now of how there is like hard work obviously involved, but like once that hard work has been put in, you can really leverage it and build upon it and not consistently making it burn so much. And partnering with people really helps you leverage potentially some hard work that you've already done. So that is what I would do if I had to start all over again, or not really start all over again, but if I had to make $500,000 in 6 months, I feel like that could happen within a month. Like honestly, if you did that well and moved quickly. I mean, I just went to an event at the beginning of April. It's April 17th of the day that I'm recording this. And like, I have a call today with somebody for a potential partnership. Like that's been 2 weeks, and I actually have another partnership that's already in the works for the beginning of May. So it's just like things can happen so quickly when you get in a room, and it's been really fascinating because I've told you this. I've never really invested in masterminds before. But now that I'm in a mastermind and I see the power of physically being in a room with people and how much that expedites things and speeds things up, it's absolutely mind blowing, and I will never not make it a priority, which is why I cannot recommend you coming to Summit, Sales Girl Summit happening June. Cannot recommend it enough. Kat sent me a voice memo. She was like, I've been thinking a lot about Summit and like why people really need to prioritize being in a room. She said, you know, the Boss Babe girls, they met at a conference. You know, Kat and I mean, it wasn't like an actual conference, but it's pretty close to it. You know, it's like a training room essentially. And like, who knows the partnerships that could come from you being in a room. I want to kind of end this podcast episode with some scripture. This is a passage that Myron talks about a lot, and it is so good. It's 2 Kings 4, and it is literally the steps to how to build wealth. And I've been reading this so much and just kind of interpreting it in my own way, and I'm excited to kind of share it with you to help you see the power of borrowing money. And I would not have talked about this again 6 months ago, But I, for sure, I've borrowed a lot of money, and I've borrowed money. My first amount that I borrowed was $8,000, and then I borrowed $150,000. And then ever since that $150,000 and I paid that off, we haven't needed to borrow any money. We've been able to sell our way, but I am not against borrowing money. In fact, I think it is the way you play the game, period. So it is the story of the widow's oil. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So she's saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. What are you going to do?" She's freaking out. She's kind of putting the blame on him. So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in that house?" She said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." So he's saying, "What are you going to do about it?" The widow is saying, what are you going to do about it? And then Elisha turns back to her and says, no, what are you going to do about it? What shall I do for you? What do you have for me? And she says, "I've got nothing but a jar of oil." And I don't know who needs to hear this, but some of you definitely think that your knowledge and your skill set and your offer and your qualifications aren't enough. You feel like things are too messy, too heavy. You're tempted to minimize it and say, "You know, I don't have what they have. I just have a little bit." That's what the widow says. She's saying, "All I have is a jar of oil." And then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and you and your sons, then pour it all into those vessels. Set aside the full ones." So she went and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full, and she said to her sons, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." So he's saying, go and borrow. Go borrow from all your neighbors, from anywhere that you can find it, not just a few, borrow. And then he says, go and sell, pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. So here are the steps right here. Number one is to go take inventory. You might think, I have a little story, I have a little talent, I have a little encouragement, I have a little skill set, I have a little bit of knowledge that I can give somebody. Take inventory of what you do have and become so aware of what's in your house. Number two is go and borrow. Borrow so that you can use what is in your house, right? She had the oil in her house, and now it's time for her to use it, but she has to borrow first. Then when you have what you need, go and sell. Don't give. Don't just help. Don't just give, but sell. Then pay the debt and then live on the rest. And this is what the game is right here. You know, I think a lot of people, they think, "Oh, I need money. What do I do?" And they save. They just barely get by. They do just enough. They spend just enough. They make just enough. And then just live right on the edge. But the game, like the way people build wealth, is this right here. Take inventory of what they have, borrow to make the most of it, borrow to master a skill, go sell with the skill that you have, then pay the debt, and then live in abundance. This is the game right here. This is leverage. And the best part is that this is an infinite game. And you can learn how to make money off of other people's money over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. When I was with Myron on the private jet, he was like, "Macy, next time you drive down a city, just look at these huge tall buildings with all these businesses. Do you think debt is bad? Or do you think that they think debt is bad?" I said, "Absolutely not." He said, "Exactly. Like, no business has ever been built without borrowing money and being in some sort of debt to leverage what you need to leverage." He said, "So what In what universe do people think that they're like delusional enough that they're going to be the first to do this without borrowing money? And I'm like, yeah, you know, there's something to that for sure. So I hope this encourages you and makes it feel like so possible for you, because it's actually, I mean, when you start partnering with people, shoot, it's a wrap. That's what I'm saying. And it can, you can make $500,000 in 6 months so incredibly easily. So if you can't even imagine like partnering with someone right now, go get in a room with people that are high level, that have similar values, and that are possibly adjacent to what you offer or what you can offer or the skills that you do have, and watch it come to life. I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you in the next one.